This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I'm kind of at that point now where I'm hungry again to have space and time to think about new music. And you know, I've released, pretty much emptied all of my pockets now at this point with regard like whatever's, you know, left over from the album process. So, I'm kind of hungry to feel my way through new work again.
Yeah. Odyssey check-in. What's going on, guys? It's Brew, and we are backstage at the Forum, which is so fun. Like, it's like a secret back room here. Hozier hanging out right now. How are you, man?
I'm good. I haven't been in this room yet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Where's your room? It's like a maze. I guess it doesn't.
I'm just right down the hall. Yeah.
14 right. Lefts and another right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a maze down here.
It's a big spot. Yeah.
But it's been amazing to see your tour so far. You're almost wrapped up with it. How has it felt so far?
It's been great. You know, it's been super rewarding. The crowds have been amazing. You know, this tour, we went on sale last year and was kind of sold out quickly. So to release music since then and have new music to kind of play to audiences also at the same time, it's been fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to think back, I just get retrospective about everything, like 10 years ago, Hozier, the first album. Does it feel like a decade when you think about that? Does it feel long? Does it feel like yesterday?
It's funny. It's so weird. And touring, like a lot of that time I spent, you know, six of those 10 years, maybe 6 to 7 years of that was me on the road or promoting or touring or something. And like life on the road kind of becomes this blur of, it feels like no time passes and it feels like a lifetime as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 10 years, it's strange to think of that.
Wow. Yeah. And at this point, how do you feel creative wise? Are you feeling more creative than ever, or what's that like?
I'm super eager to get back creating. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I really enjoyed making the last record. I'm kind of at that point now where I'm hungry again to have space and time to think about new music. And you know, I've released, pretty much emptied all of my pockets now at this point with regard like whatever's, you know, left over from the album process. So I'm kind of hungry to feel my way through new work again.
Yeah. When you say empty your pockets, you're talking about in terms of music that you have like stocked, ready to go.
Yeah. We have a lot fresh. Of that. We definitely, we had quite a bit of that. Now there's songs that obviously will never see the light of day, but everything that pretty much everything that I felt like this nearly made the record, or this could have made the album, or this, if we'd finished it in time, or this was battling out for another song, you know, I feel really glad that I've released a lot of that after work, you know what I mean, or that work that didn't make the album proper, and that's been super rewarding, you know. And But yeah, I'm just at the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too Sweet being a song that almost didn't make the album. Why is that? Is it just because like it's a different formula or it felt more casual, or what goes into a song almost not making the cut?
There's a few things, you know, there's elements of it that were it shared the same theme as another song. Mm. So I kind of arranged the album into a few different themes, 9 different themes to kind of play with this idea of 9 circles. So it shared the theme of another song called Eat Your Young, which and they both had similar, I won't say feels to them, but they'd, you know, I didn't want the two of them. I knew that I couldn't put both on that record, you know.
Gotcha.
And especially not in the same theme. So I felt the other song covered some of those bases, and it also was, it was a super cheery song. It's fun. It is more casual. And I think for what the other song was doing, I felt it was more appropriate for the placing on the record. But I'm super glad I released it. I mean,
of course. Yeah. First ever number one. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's your life changed?
No, I'm yeah. Like, yeah. 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 It's I mean, it's been great. It's been super fun to you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when it comes to like EPs and albums, what's the decision behind there? Is it like songs that you feel like deserve to see the light of day, or is it a specific reason that you format it like that?
I think for me, the album, some of the kind of something that inspired the record was this whole sort of the inspiration was Dante's Inferno. So Inferno, this kind of old poem, this old epic poem, I suppose, from this Italian poet, and that's where the themes came from. And but it can be, you know, picking between what makes it to an EP and what doesn't make it or makes it to an album is like, it's a long process, and it's fraught. It's like picking which children go on the lifeboat, you know what I mean? So it can be tough, and there's ones that you really feel so close to, and you feel very protective of certain songs, and you feel that they're, you know, you really want them to see the light of day, and because they mean so much to you. So it's tough, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their favorites. Your producer, the team that you work with, are gonna have their thoughts. You have your thoughts. You know, it's a whole process.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And working with family a little bit. Your mom's such a talented artist, man. And thanks. Working on the albums before, like painting. Did she have anything to do with the latest album?
Not so much on the artwork. I remember showing her some of the initial images, but time was against us in so many ways, not even just in the artwork side of things, but coming out of the kind of pandemic, even for me to travel into the States, like the borders opened up, and then I was like, okay, finally I can get in, the borders are open, I can work on the record, but time was against me. So there was a lot of stuff, you know, maybe again I'd love to, you know, do something again, but for this record it was a photographer called Julia Johnson who took that shot.
Oh, nice.
I sent her a few sketches of a mouth in dirt. And Julia Johnson and her wonderful team kind of built this apparatus that I could sit in. And
oh, gosh. I thought they meant they all photoshopped that. I was like, dang, that's impressive.
Just
did lay in some dirt.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Amazing. Well, other collaborations, like I love Northern Attitude so much in that
yeah.
You know, you're able to work on that. I mean, between being incredible songwriters, like the luscious locks, a beard, what else are you sharing in common with Noah Kahan when it comes to you guys in a room?
I sometimes, you know what, we also have similar fashion senses, I find, and it's quite funny.
Show up in the same outfit sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to like, change.
Very closely, you know. But Noah's amazing, and he's having such an incredible couple of years, you know, and for this wild kind of hurricane is going on around him. He's so cool, he's so grounded, he's just so down to earth. He's a really nice guy as well too, and he carries it very lightly, but I mean, he's having such an amazing year. So, I mean, jumping on Northern Attitude was I mean, when I remember first hearing that song, before they reached out, I fucking loved that track. And
yeah,
so delighted to hop on.
Yeah. So glad we have that. And you're being like humble about it too. Like you paved such a way for that, you know, genre and vibe that he's kind of doing as well.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize so much, but apparently he was doing, I think, live streams and stuff. He used to cover one or two of my songs back in the day, which is really, really sweet.
Speaking of covering, this blew my mind. I don't know if I was living under a rock or something, but I was in an Uber the other day, and I heard a cover that blew my mind, and it was Say My Name that he did.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That was unreal. Good. I love that song so much. Is there any song that you've covered or just heard that you like wish was yours?
Oh, my God, yeah. There's so many that... there's so many. What was the last one that if I was to have to approach a cover? I remember Yeah, there's so many. Into My Arms, you know, Into My Arms by Nick Cave.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, of
it's,
course.
It's like, it's a ballad. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are devastating. And I think if I was to approach a cover, it's like, I would love to, I mean, it's one of those songs that you're like, Christ almighty, I'm just sitting down to write that song. It's mm-hmm. stunning. I'd love to cover that. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think your best instrument is that you're like best at playing, would best, you say?
I would honestly, my first and really only instrument was always my voice. Like, and I sang before I could do anything else. And then I sort of taught myself how to play guitar. And what, if you can call playing piano what I do, if you can call what I do playing piano, I can write on piano. I would never really trust myself at a keyboard in front of an audience, especially not a Kia Forum. So, I mean, guitar, I treat it like a tool that I'll get out of it whatever noise I need out of it. And it's the same with piano. I'll get out of it whatever noise I need out of it. And
yeah.
I'm not an instrumentalist, really. So,
right.
So.
Is there anyone you wish you could play, like that you were just great at?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, the sitar, whatever those things. Yeah, I wish I knew how to play that.
Freaking cool.
You're crazy on a song.
Yeah, I always loved the sound of cello, you know, and that's why it kind of featured on my first record. And with strings on the second, and then there's a bit of cello on this record. I'm touring with Larissa Maestro, who's a wonderful cello player. If I could pick one instrument that I could be, you know, I mean, if you could go toe-to-toe with Yo-Yo Ma, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think cello is a stunningly beautiful instrument. I think it's like there's something very, it's like a voice, you know, it's in a very similar range to a human voice.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I'd love that instrument.
It's amazing. When you're ever in the studio, does your dog Loki ever go with you?
I don't have a dog called Loki.
Where did I get Loki from?
Yeah.
I thought you named it Loki. What's your dog? Do you have a dog?
We did. I had a dog. We had a family dog who sadly passed away last.
Oh man.
Christmas.
What are we talking about? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. But
bring that up before a show.
But the family my folks recently got a dog who they have named Bear.
Bear.
And she's an absolute dote.
Who the hell's dog's Loki? Maybe Noah Kahn. I'm getting you guys confused.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Because I've heard from so many songwriters when they have dogs in their studios where like their collar will go off or something and they just keep it a part of the song. Has anything happened in a song that was like a subtle sound that you just kept?
Yeah, that happened. So I was working with Jen DeSilvio and on this album. So she produced, you know, we worked on Francesca and like Icarian. And there's a song called Farewell. And when we were working on the demo for that, her dog Biggie, she's this little tiny dog. I'm not sure what breed he is, but he was a pup at the time. Like he was a tiny little thing. You could put him in a sandwich, and he was like not that you would, but I don't know why that's the comparison. He was tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just barked, and while we were. While the mic was recording, and it was somehow to the beat at the end of a phrase, and so we just kept it there, and we sort of distorted it a little bit. So his woof. Sick. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, there's that woof. You know, so, yeah.
You get songwriter credits to the dog.
We should have actually. Yeah, should have put a little.
You have to legally at this point.
You know, yeah, a little bark there from Biggie. Yeah.
God, well now I'm like nervous about everything. Are you a Pisces?
That is correct.
God,
that is
correct. Dude.
I was born.
Oh, let me just fact check this real quick. Do you follow that at all? Are you into horoscopes or anything like that?
I can't say that I am.
Neither am I.
Huge follower of it. Yeah.
Me neither. Do you want to know yours though for today?
Go on. Yeah.
Okay. Before you go on stage, just to give you a little thing. Yeah. Here it is for today. Pisces, do not go on a stage. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No. Today's a fantastic day, so make the most of it. You're emotionally and mentally prepared to go on a new, exciting life journey.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's always what it says.
Yes. You know, yeah.
It's either that or don't go outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, last time I saw you though, you were honoring U2.
That's right.
I got to sing Walk On. Have you seen them at all at the Sphere?
I did.
You got to see it?
I caught them at the Sphere. Yes, I went back to Vegas. So I played Vegas one night and I was in and out that same night. So I missed them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back before the Sphere show closed. It was phenomenal. It's spectacular.
You're crazy.
It's a very different way to experience a live show, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so like U2 to be at the cutting edge of something. You know what I mean? They've paved the way on so many ways in which like live music presents itself, you know?
Yeah.
And the kind of live experience. But yeah, it was killer show.
While you're watching that as a performer, do you think at all about like, man, if this was a Hozier show, what would it look like?
I found it hard in that moment to kind of project my own stuff onto that size of a screen. I think maybe later in my career I'd have to have a lot more I think, yeah, in this moment, I find it trickier. I could think of a lot of wonderful artists doing it now who could maybe, who could create something incredible there. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole, if you're doing a show there, like, you'd spend a year just building that content.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
It's like so intense and it's so beautifully done. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, a lot of Dante's Inferno, we got a trippy inside the sphere.
That could be fun. Yeah.
But all right, what are you looking most forward to, you know, after wrapping up the tour and getting home?
Yeah. So I have a couple of weeks off between now and when we start in Australia. I'm honestly going to take it easy. I haven't been home in a moment, you know, so. Yeah, simple things. Like, I'm a simple creature when I get back. I'm just going to, you know, see friends, see family, just sort of plug back into kind of a little bit of countryside slowness, you know?
Yeah. Maybe adopt a dog named Loki. Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was doing. I was just manifesting. I could feel it.
Yeah.
But thanks for the time before you go on at the forum. It's so fun to watch your journey. And thank you always for just great music.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you so much. Yeah, you too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.